Hey guys, welcome back to the Prehistoric Life Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Crawford, and today everything is super bright apparently. I don't know what's going on. Although Monday we had an eclipse, so it was kind of dark. But all jokes aside, today we're back for another battle in the tournament. As you can see, we have Therizinosaurus versus Tsukiyomimus. Surprisingly, this lineup and sizing of these two models is actually pretty accurate. So I really wasn't thinking this through whenever I was making this fight, apparently. So let's dive into some measurements. So let's start with Tsukiyomimus. Let us start with Tsukiyomimus. If I can actually pull anything up. Hang on a minute. So Tsukiyomimus comes in at a whopping 10 feet long, which is about, or not 10 feet, 10 meters, which is about 32 feet, and about 3 feet tall, which is about, or three, not 3 feet, three meters, coming in about 3 meters tall, which is about 9 foot, give or take. Which is, of course, larger than the average man. And it weighs about 2.5 to 3.8 tons. So I need to update that apparently because my measurements are horribly off. It's about half the size of Therizinosaurus. Whoa, hang on. Pounds to tons. Because there's no way Therizinosaurus doesn't weigh a ton at all. Okay, yeah, no. Good. So now we're going to move on from Tsukiyomimus. You're about to see a drastic evolution between two creatures. So that was Tsukiyomimus. Keep that in mind. And here is Therizinosaurus. Coming in at about 6 meters tall, which is about 19 feet tall. So about double the size. Same length though, 10 meters or 32 feet. But it's also coming in at 5.5 tons, US tons. So let's talk about some, I guess, major defenses and things like that. So I guess Tsukiyomimus is smaller, it's faster, it can swim pretty darn well, and has a bite force of 4,037 newtons. So it can just bite through bone. It can bite and crush through bone. Therizinosaurus, I'm not going to worry about its bite force because I don't think it's going to be lowering its head low enough to bite Tsukiyomimus. But Therizinosaurus has these massive claws, as you can see, Tsukiyomimus has some pretty gnarly hook claws too, as you can kind of see, make out there. I'm covering it up. It has some very gnarly hook claws. Tsukiyomimus doesn't really have range anymore, because usually I would say, oh, the snout would bring it range, but Therizinosaurus's meter long claws kind of cancel that out. I really didn't think this fight through, and I thought they would be a little bit closer in size, but I guess I didn't think about it, so they aren't. Tsukiyomimus is about half the size of Therizinosaurus. I'll do something special for this one. I'll make it near a river. All right. So let's dive right into this battle. So Therizinosaurus is munching on some leaves near a river. So it's munching on some leaves near a river. Tsukuyomimus is swimming and it sees Therizinosaurus. And for some reason, Tsukuyomimus goes, "That's a good meal. I'm going to eat that thing." For whatever reason. So it starts to get out of the water, but this is where Therizinosaurus notices it. And basically goes, "What are you doing?" And starts waving its claws out to the side, trying to scare Tsukuyomimus away. Tsukuyomimus hisses and roars at Therizinosaurus while Therizinosaurus hisses and roars back. Tsukuyomimus charges in, but and gets slashed in the side of the face, completely lacerating the side of the face of Tsukuyomimus. Therizinosaurus puts its claws back out, but Tsukuyomimus is not backing down for whatever reason. It stumbles back, dazed, slashed, bleeding from its face. Therizinosaurus roars and honks and squeaks at Tsukuyomimus again and again, basically going, "What are you doing, man? This isn't a fair fight at all. You're not a Spinosaurus. Don't mess with me." All waving its claws around. Tsukuyomimus decides to lure it to the water. Tsukuyomimus snaps at Therizinosaurus, making it jump back and slash, but Tsukuyomimus is able to pull its face away in time, only getting the very end of its nose slashed a bit. As Therizinosaurus' arm starts to come back, Tsukuyomimus bites the hand, crushing the bones in the hand. Because its face is about hand level for Therizinosaurus, so it's starting to bite the hand and it's crushing the hand. But Therizinosaurus takes its other hand and slashes the same side of the face as it did earlier of Tsukuyomimus, lacerating it even more, tearing more skin and meat off of bone. Tsukuyomimus rips flesh and meat and even some bone, making a whole finger fall off of Therizinosaurus as it rips back, stumbling back, as it starts to retreat towards the water. It actually circles back. Therizinosaurus thinking that it's just retreating, watching it. But it circles back, coming back, aiming for the leg of Therizinosaurus. And its fractured, broken, bloodied hand. Therizinosaurus slashes again at Tsukuyomimus, cutting open the other side of the face. While Tsukuyomimus takes its hook hand. And with a braze of Tyrannosaurus, it slashes with the giant hook the kneecap of Therizinosaurus. Therizinosaurus roars out. Tsukuyomimus quickly recovers, biting the leg of Therizinosaurus, crunching. But Therizinosaurus just takes its fingers and slashes down at Tsukuyomimus' face, slamming it to the ground. Therizinosaurus takes its foot and kicks Tsukuyomimus in the face, knocking it back. Knocking it over even more. Just completely falling over. Tsukuyomimus goes to get up. Therizinosaurus slashes and slashes at the face and the body, tearing it open. Therizinosaurus roars that slashes again and again and again, ripping open Tsukuyomimus. This is not a fair fight. Tsukuyomimus roars desperately as Therizinosaurus slashes. Actually catches the hand, the already broken, torn open hand of Therizinosaurus in its jaws. It hurts, but Tsukuyomimus completely bites through the wrist, completely severing the hand, tossing it aside. Therizinosaurus is bleeding out. Therizinosaurus just lost one of its greatest weapons, but its other hand slashes the face of Tsukuyomimus. Tsukuyomimus is not winning this. Is not winning. It's bloodied. It's bruised. It's cut open. It's just a bloody fight altogether. But apparently Dinosaur Battle World Champion. Okay. But Therizinosaurus takes its other hand and slashes the face open of Tsukiyomimus again. But this time, Tsukiyomimus isn't taking it. It takes its hook claw and slashes open the belly of Therizinosaurus. Small intestines kind of hanging out as it bites through the stomach and starts chomping down at the legs. It's not a beautiful sight as Therizinosaurus's guts and belly are cut open. Tsukiyomimus's face and side are cut open, lacerated. It's not a pretty sight. But Tsukiyomimus is not backing down. As Therizinosaurus slashes more and more with its one good arm, Tsukiyomimus is able to bite down on one of the digits, ripping a finger off of that one too. But here's the thing. Tsukiyomimus actually stabs the side of Tsukiyomimus. Therizinosaurus stabs the side of Tsukiyomimus with its two remaining digits. Tsukiyomimus quickly turns and bites down on the hand. But here's the thing. One of the claws breaks off in Tsukiyomimus. It's got a giant claw lodged in its side. It is not a pretty sight. As the final claw remains, it slashes at the face and the throat, completely lacerating the throat of Tsukiyomimus. Tsukiyomimus bleeding from his throat, its face, its side. Basically not going to win this. With that final claw, whoosh, completely lacerates the throat as Tsukiyomimus falls on the ground dead, coughing up blood in a pile of its own blood. All right. We could probably see this. So I probably over-dramatized this. I feel like Tsukiyomimus would actually do pretty darn bad against Therizinosaurus. Granted, I should have put it against like Dinocoreus or another Therizinosaur that was a little bit smaller, maybe on a more average size. It would definitely tear and rip at the hands and the belly of Therizinosaurus. In fact, I was actually just trying to research a way that Tsukiyomimus could somehow win. I don't think it would. So I probably definitely over-dramatized it by Tsukiyomimus just ripping a hand off and breaking off a bunch of digits. But Therizinosaurus would probably aim for the face or the throat or the sides. And if it lacerates the throat, I mean, we all know what happens if you get your throat cut. You kind of drown in your own blood. So Tsukiyomimus is not coming out with this because it has the snout, so it has the range. But Therizinosaurus is double the size, has the meter-long claw, so it kind of defeats the range. If you guys were expecting Tsukiyomimus to win, I am sorry. And I'm sure there's somebody out there laughing like, you idiot. You put Therizinosaurus against Tsukiyomimus? Don't worry. I will do another battle where Tsukiyomimus gets a fair battle. Trust me on that. I will make sure of that. I will do a fair fisherman fight. In fact, I will put it against like Baryonyx or some other more reasonable dinosaur other than one that's double its size. I might as well put it against T-Rex here. Let's see. I might put it against Carnotaurus in a later battle. I don't want to disqualify Therizinosaurus because I already had to do that to Patagotitan because of the sheer size. And I don't want to do that again for the other side of the bracket for Therizinosaurus. But I also want to give Tsukiyomimus a fair fight. So I'm going to leave this up to a poll by next Friday. I will currently leave this up because if I put Therizinosaurus against Carnotaurus, it's going to be the same story. Because Carnotaurus, prehistoric, wildlife. I just want you guys to see the size of Carnotaurus. It is roughly the same size as Tsukiyomimus. If I'm not mistaken, it had a weaker bite force than Tsukiyomimus. It has half the range of Tsukiyomimus because it doesn't have the snout. It doesn't even have the usable arms of Tsukiyomimus. So this will actually just be another draw out of just Therizinosaurus whacking the face of Carnotaurus and just lacerating it. It will just be the same story against Carnotaurus. So I'm going to actually leave this to a poll. Should I, because, okay, I'm going to say I took Patagotitan out completely because nothing really messes with full-grown sauropods. And things that do not kill them. They, what's called flesh graze. So they rip flesh and meat off of bone. The dinosaur is still alive, or they feed on dead sauropods. So I had to take Patagotitan out completely because it fought Acrocanthosaurus, and it basically just stepped on Acrocanthosaurus and just flattened it, which was kind of anticlimactic. But Therizinosaurus is actually a reasonable dinosaur. So I will leave this up to a poll. So low down on the field is Dinocoreus versus Carcharodontosaurus. I need to do some more research, and I'm going to do it right here. Dinocoreus, I cannot spell apparently. Jesus. Let me actually spell this right, because there's also Deinonychus, which will come in to a, you know, miscommunication, prehistoric wildlife. I am willing to, no, Dinocoreus is not a fair fight for Tsukiyomimus either, because it's 5 meters tall and still has deadly claws. So yeah, I will leave this up to a poll. I will make a poll on Instagram the day this comes out on YouTube, and I will ask y'all on that Wednesday, or for me tomorrow, because that's when I'm recording this. Should I eliminate Therizinosaurus? Okay. I'm just going to put it this way. If Therizinosaurus fights Carnotaurus, I'm going to put this right here so you guys can all see this. If Therizinosaurus, and yes, I'm doing this on Google Slides. Don't judge me. If Therizinosaurus wins, it's going to fight Carnotaurus, and it's going to be just the same story. It would be the same story with Dilophosaurus, Utah Raptor, Aldoramus, and Fukio Raptor. So it would basically just get a free victory all the way to, like, final two for this side. Just because of its sheer size. And it would have been the same with Patagotitan, too. It would have been just sheer size, steps on everything, tramples it, knocks it around. It's not a fair fight. So I'm going to leave this up to a poll. Because the only things that would actually put up a fight would be like Tyrannosaurus Rex or Carcharodontosaurus or Albertosaurus or possibly Tarbosaurus. Abelosaurus could be a good fight. I don't think Concavenator could. Dinocoreus would be a pretty darn good fight against it. But it would basically just eliminate this entire bracket. And it would just be victory after victory. It would be three victories of basically me going, Therizinosaurus is massive and has long claws, slash, lacerates throat of insert Carnotaurus, Dilophosaurus, Utah Raptor, Aleoramus, Fukio Raptor. It would just be that. So I'm going to leave this up to a poll. Would you guys rather see Tsukiomimus versus Carnotaurus, which in my opinion would be far more interesting because they're similar in size. Tsukiomimus would get its justice against something. I am a fanboy of Tsukiomimus, so this is a little bit biased. Or would you rather me just keep Therizinosaurus in because I've already given one kick out, which was Patago Titan, because for some reason I thought it was smart to put a sauropod in a battle. Don't ask. So yes, I will leave this up to a poll. Speaking of Instagram, I should pull that up so you guys can actually go vote. So please go vote. Here is my Instagram. I will set up a poll saying, would you rather see Tsukiomimus versus Carnotaurus or Therizinosaurus versus Carnotaurus? Granted, that won't happen for a while because you got to get through all the other fights, but I will still leave that up to a fight. And next battle. My next battle. So I give y'all roughly a week to hunt it down, and I will make a complete post about it. But so there's my Instagram, but yeah, so please go make sure you vote on that. And speaking of voting and things like that, we have 394 followers. Woo! We're almost at 400. Get me to 500 followers and I will actually do a giveaway. I will do a giveaway. I got some cool things. I got a handmade thing that I'm giving away that I made. You can kind of see it in the giveaway little highlight. But yeah, so tell your friends about me. Make sure you vote on this battle so I will know for future. If you do want to see these amazing creatures, what happened? Where did it go? Go check out Dinosaur Trips. Go check out Dinosaur Trips. They will take you around to museums, dinosaur fossil digs. They'll take you behind the scenes, get you on that tone. Prehistoric License, he'll give you $250 off. If you want their Instagram, I say his because the dude that I interviewed was a dude. So there's their Instagram. Please go check it out. He's got a lot of amazing content. So yes, please go check that out. PrehistoricLifePodcast.com. I'm hoping it actually loads for once, because apparently I'm having trouble with things loading right now. But yeah, there it is. From there, you can get to my YouTube, my Instagram. Make sure you go vote. I will create a whole post about it. But yeah, and make sure you actually read the comments of some of my posts because I will put content in the comments. Especially for the voting, because I'm planning on making a complete, post, not a story, a post. I'm going to make a post of, it'll be Carnotaurus versus Therizinosaurus, and then below it will be Tsukiomimus versus Carnotaurus, and I will put in the comment section a poll that says, would you rather see Carnotaurus versus Tsukiomimus or Therizinosaurus versus Carnotaurus? And I will leave that up to you guys. But yeah, so this has been Prehistoric Life Podcast. Make sure you go check all that out. I'm your host, Eric Crawford. Sign off. I will see you all next time. Goodbye.